Hey, our next guest on the line is David from, I think it's pronounced Damel Traffic Management. Marty traffic signs and why it's taken so long. Kia ora, David.
Oh, kia ora, Matt.
Kei te pia koe.
Oh, kei te pai.
Awesome. Wow, you know, when I first saw the story, David, I have to say, I thought it was the best story I'd read in a whole month, you know, because I'm all pandemicked out, right? Marty traffic signs, eh? I mean, I love it. Tell me, how did this all, why did it take so long, and how did it come about?
Well, Matt, I suppose I finally woke up. The COVID, obviously, as the country's been going through this, had a lot of time to think over the two lockdowns. So I just thought, oh, well, it's time to get this this thing out of my head that's been there for some 14 years, really. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting because whenever you drive up and down the country, and I hate to say this, hell, even if you're in Australia, a lot of our whānau work in TMS. Is it TMS?
It's temporary traffic management.
Yeah,
and you're right, Matt. It's predominantly, I would say, over 80% predominantly Māori or Pacific Island orientated, pretty much full time workers. Yeah.
And some of the, I mean, some of the signs, I look at them and I think to myself, well, hang on, why did this take so long? And particularly where I'm from in the Bay of Plenty, the great independent nation of Matakana Island, but, you know, Taiho, wait, you know, Haere, go, you know, it just seems to me as if why did it take so long? I don't get it. Now, I pose this question to my sister, who used to work at Waka Kotahi. And I said to her, what the hell? Why the hell did this take so long? Why couldn't we put this? Why didn't this happen 20 years ago, 30 years ago? And she rolled her eyes and she said, what's brown and hangs up?
Hey, Matt, if I could, all I could say is, aroha mai whānau, aroha mai, it took me so long. As I said, I've been thinking about it for some time. I ran it past my hoa rangatira, she said, go for it. So I managed to ask my boys, who don't no longer work for us, who have worked for us, most of our family have. I said, boys, I need yous. I'm going to do this. And I got the backing from my kids, and I said, let's go for it. I got a mate that made the actual whare shaped head of our I call them our twins of manual traffic control. As you all know, the story's out there. I got a master carver, and he's a very good friend of mine. He's like a brother to me, and he gave me the pō whenua to attach to it, and we just went, we're going for it. So I did let the powers there be. I especially let the oldest ones that have been in my trade now for, you know, over 30 years.
Yeah.
I let them all know about what was going on, and we just went bang. And what a better place, as you says, centre of the universe, Bay of Plenty, and home of Māori, right on there, the intersection of Awakere there, intersection State Highway 2, State Highway 30.
Yeah.
The amount of whānau that came past, and wow, I just can't wait to do it again and again and just keep this rolling. This should have happened a long, long time ago, Matt.
Well, I did laugh when it was Te Tiko, and I thought, oh, Texas, here we come. Texas, here we come. But you know what's interesting is has there been any pushback? I mean, if people pulled up and said, oh, you know, cut it out, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that?
Hey, look, we have had just a little snag right at the beginning. The powers that be in Waka Kotahi, we've met with them. They love it. They love the whole story around it. I believe it's definitely going to evolve into something really wonderful for Māori. But what I say, Matt, if you haven't heard it, for Māori kind.
Yeah,
you know, and they're the people that, you know, our whānau, our Chinese, our Asians, all these ones that are you know, they live by a little bit of the white, our Māori culture, and in a good way. So it's for them. It's for all of them. We'll teach people on the way, Matt. It's the beginning.
That's right.
Absolutely.
You know, every what is it they say? Big journey starts with a single few steps. In this case, it started with a couple of stop go signs. You know, taua, haere, and what better place to start it than in Te Tekau? Mate, all I can say to you, my brother, is you keep going. And if I had my way, I'd be down there on the signs with you. But I'm stuck in Tāmaki for just a little bit longer.
Oh, I tell you, you're going to have a lot of these in Tāmaki one day. I've already got our mate from Kia Tupato, who looks after the Whangarei area. He's coming down tomorrow to spend some time with me, him and his wife. And I tell you, they're going to take some of those signs back up there to Tāmaki anyway. So they've got some training to do around the area for their mahi. So, yeah, hey, at the end of the day, you'll be seeing them.
Well, just make sure you license them just in case some of those Pākehā entrepreneurs think that they're onto a good thing, eh? They might start downloading it from the internet and pinch your fellow's ideas. Hey, all I can say is I love it. When I heard about it, I said, we got to get them on the line. And like I said before, my brother, you just keep on doing what you're doing. And I suspect it's your wife, Mel?
Yes, Mel.
There
she's
you go.
Listening in the kitchen. Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life, brother. Happy wife, happy life.
Thank you.
Hey,
Thank you so much.
You keep doing what you're doing, and then as soon as you come to Tāmaki, you make sure you let us know, and we'll make sure that the whole city knows about it, all right?
Oh, ka pai.
Not a problem.
Thank you, whānau.